Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Blake, how are you, man?
JR, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. A little bit of a hype up. I appreciate that. Wouldn't say I know everything, but I'll do my best for you.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. So we learned earlier this afternoon that Caitlin Clark is going to move on. Not a shock. She's getting rid of the COVID waiver, the extra year. She's like, I don't need it. I need to move on. Any surprise, shock? I mean, it seemed pretty normal, right?
Yeah, I'd say the timing of it was unique. So from my understanding, it was really just this week there was a conversation about when it would happen. And really, there's a senior day coming up on Sunday, and there's, you know, the spotlight on Caitlin and a few of her teammates. I would just say that you create clarity, and the fans can soak it all up. There's only one regular season game left and potentially two more on the tournament. Really, the fans get their last chance to see Caitlin play at home. And she said initially that this would be a decision she would make at the end of the year. But interesting rule, I think like 48 hours after the season's over, she has to make the call. And now you just really, again, create clarity. And we know what's going to happen after the season. Not a shock at all. Before, you know, she came to Iowa, her goal was to make it to a Final Four and potentially a national championship, and she did that. She's the all-time leading scorer. She's going to pass Pete Maravich most likely on Sunday, which is just hard to wrap your brain around, but there's really not much left to do, and it's time to go to the next challenge.
Blake Hornstein is joining us here, the JR Sport Beat Show on CBS Sports Radio. With your expertise and what you know out in Iowa, you had mentioned this. Sunday's going to be the last game, a scheduled game for right now against Ohio State. How has she kind of handled all of this? She seems pretty stoic, straightforward. She's all about business. You know, we don't know too much about her personality. We just know she goes out onto the court and destroys people. What might you be able to share about her?
Yeah, you know, I think the most impressive part about Caitlin is not the fact that she can shoot a basketball from the parking lot or, you know, make crazy, you know, outlet passes, whatever you want to talk about her on the basketball court. It really is the way that she handles pressure. Nothing ever phases her. Nothing's ever too big for her. You know, I could not imagine being 21 years old and spearheading a sport, let alone, you know, women's sports in general. Caitlin's really bringing us into that golden era of women's athletics. And the other thing I'd say, too, is she knows her role. She's never too big to take time to sign an autograph for a kid. You know, there's literally people coming from all over the country to get their one chance for their daughter or son to see Caitlin Clark play. And she'll always take the time to take a selfie, share a moment, because she understands that, you know, she was that little girl, you know, who watched Maya Moore play, looked up to her, and now she gets to do that. And she gets that. She's, you know, she has crazy media obligations. I think she had to turn down, at least 100 media requests over the course of this season.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And again, you never see it. It's not too big for her. And heck, you go back to that game, she scored, she had the record on the table, 8 points. You know, she scores 49. She always puts on a show. And again, it's just really hard to wrap your brain around her greatness, because whatever you expect, she'll just blow it right out of the water.
Blake Hornstein is joining us from 4WHB4 out in Iowa. We have seen her fill up stadiums, 50-plus thousand, to show up to see her. I would say in the conscience of the country, she's only really probably been here now for a year, maybe a little bit more, a year and a half, if that. What does she mean to the community?
She puts Iowa on the map, you know? She puts Iowa on the map. It is crazy to think about, you know, because people, I mean, Iowa doesn't have any pro sports. It is a college basketball, I'd say even more specifically a women's basketball state, in my opinion at least. And it's awesome. It's really cool. And people are, I mean, I was watching all the national sports talk shows, again, when she broke the record, and they're all leading with Caitlin Clark, all leading with with Iowa and women's basketball. And I just could have never imagined that. You know, growing up in middle school and in high school, I think she represents everything that's good about the state too, you know, and, you know, you can't ask for a better star, period. I'll go back to, I know you were talking about MJ and LeBron, you know, in that whole conversation. You didn't have to make it a conversation. I get that. But you talked about LeBron for a little bit. And I think that Caitlin's ability to not only play basketball, but to represent the sport in a certain way and elevate it, you know, it's hard to wrap your brain around the fact that she's not going to be here in a few months. But I'll go back to the conversation I know you were having earlier. I think Indiana is a perfect fit for her. I think that, again, a Midwest team, she has that Midwest ethos about her. I really like that fit, and I'm going to guess that played a little bit into her decision as well.
Well, Blake, when you think about what's next for her, what are we looking at by the time it's tournament time? We saw her go to the final and Angel Reese. We saw that whole thing take place. We went through all of that. From a basketball standpoint for the entire team, what is the likelihood that we see them back in that same position?
All things are possible with number 22. I thought before the season, because last year's team, they had played, 80 consecutive starts together. That was a starting five that was, you know, that they had played so many games together. You can't just microwave that chemistry. But this year, Caitlin's taken on a bigger scoring role. She's averaging 33 points per game, leading the nation in assists as well. And again, I was right there, number six team, and you can't put anything past her because that's all they need. You know, Caitlin, as long as Caitlin can give you, you know, a 40-point triple-double in a tournament, which sounds nuts, but as long as she can do that, as long as she can be, you know, an all-time great player, she'll elevate everybody else, and, you know, the sky's the limit. I think they can, you know, do exactly what they did last year, and now they have that experience, you know, having been in that spot to potentially get him over the hump.
Well, Blake Hornstein with us from Iowa. Well, we know whenever her time in college is done, she's going to be moving on to Indiana with the Fever, as you mentioned. No doubt she's going to be the number one overall pick. No Caleb Williams debate there. This is going to be interesting because she has brought so much attention to women's basketball and women's college basketball and Iowa, as you mentioned, and to herself. The expectations at the WNBA level, I don't think anybody's expecting her to walk in and say, you know, here's 35 points against the best of the best. You know, what realistically outside of attention should we expect from her? I mean, in a few years, is she going to be the best overall player? Is that the sky? Is that the limit? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, and this has been, again, a super hot topic of conversation. I honestly look at it this way. I mean, she's the greatest shooter the sport's ever seen. And I don't think enough people talk about the fact that she, again, is leading the nation in assists again. To have two skills like that are just above and beyond, I don't see how she's not a top three player when she walks into the WNBA. I know that, again, the previous all-time leading scorer, Kelsey Plum, it took her a little while to get her feet under her. And I know Cheryl Swoops had some comments as well, but I just don't see how Caitlin's game not only translates to the WNBA, but doesn't dominate. I think that this is one of those things where she'll come in. I mean, maybe it'll take her a year where she's like an above average player, but I mean, by year two, if she's not an MVP candidate, or I'd say even the best player, that's I wouldn't put anything past Caitlin. That's my take on it.
Well, for this season, you are correct. She is dropping 32 points per game and almost 9 assists. That's ridiculous. I don't care what level or where out of basketball, but especially women's college basketball, that just makes no sense. Blake, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. You know, let's see what happens throughout the rest of But well, her career on the college level, how far she can go. And let's chat on down the line and see what Caitlin is up to.
I'm down, JR. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one. And this was a very good time. Appreciate it.
No, no doubt. Tell everybody where they can follow you and keep up with your work.
Yeah, at Blakehorn TV. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.